all getting ready to kick off the second hour of the program. Welcome aboard. More to discuss in just a bit. A lot of headlines going on. A lot of sound bites coming your way in just a bit as well. Apparently, it was kind of like a little bit of an exchange. Nancy Mace, the congresswoman from South Carolina, she's also running for governor in South Carolina as well. She's getting called out a lot these days because a lot of people think that she's over fabricating. She's also accused in a civil lawsuit of lying and going after one of her ex-fiancés and his friends as well. Not happy about that, but again, she denies those claims and says that's not true and that she's been truthful on fronts. But again, no criminal charges filed there. I'm referring to allegations that individuals were filmed, specifically her as well. Nude images of them were filmed and saved. Now, she made those allegations. The individuals that she named specifically deny it. They've done a very extensive job at denying it, actually. Multiple lawsuits filed. Well, now she's also being called out in regards to her exchange with TSA. Maria Bartiromo did just that on Fox just a little bit ago. I'll play that clip for you as well. I think people have had enough of Nancy Mace. She always seems to make a situation about her and then wants to distance herself as if this is some type of bigger issue. It's strange. And a lot of people saw the video. And although it didn't look like she was being aggressive, according to those officers that were there present, they did write in the report that she was screaming and cursing at them. Sure, they've got the footage somewhere. Now, May says she's requested they release the footage, but they have not done so. Apparently, that footage with the audio does not exist. That's what I heard in one report. But, Nancy Mace, she's not really making a good case for herself these days. We'll play that clip for you in a bit, though. Also, the Transportation Department is going after those liberal states that have decided to allow both illegal aliens and people just can't speak English, usually goes hand in hand though, to get CDLs. Well, Sean Duffy is obviously leading the transportation division, coming out and saying that they've got a new announcement in regards to that. How they're pushing back? Well, it might involve federal funding. We'll talk about that in just a bit. Also, CNN is apparently running from Stephen Miller, which is quite fascinating. They don't like Stephen Miller at all. They're afraid of him these days. Every time he goes on their shows, it's a mess for them. It doesn't go over well. They only have their talking points, nothing more. And Stephen Miller does a great job at cutting back and targeting them whenever they spew a lie. And obviously, they don't like the sound bites anymore, so they're trying to not allow Stephen Miller on, according to him. We'll play that clip for you in just a bit. We'll also have Liz Harrington joining the show in the third hour, of course. Liz is ready to sound off in regards to the DOJ. We've got, though, obviously that story we talked about earlier this week. We even had Enrique Tarrio on the show. I did reach out to Judge Pirro about why they have an alleged corrupt prosecutor still working over in the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office. And that individual is prosecuting the J6 pipe bomb suspect. Jocelyn Ballantyne is her name. And, well, when I reached out for comment, nobody wanted to talk about her. Nobody. Even President Trump, when he was asked about it, gave a very short rebuttal comment on her and then kicked it away. So we'll ask the former Trump spokesperson about just that. Plus, election fraud. There was a top election attorney who, surprise, surprise, says that federal proof of citizenship laws would prevent voter fraud. Shocker alert. I'm not going to tell you that. We obviously know that. You don't need an attorney to tell you that. That's exactly why they do just that. They don't want to know if you're a U.S. citizen or not, because it's all about stealing your elections. It's all about stealing the elections. All right, more to discuss in just a bit. In the meantime, if you haven't done so already, head on over to the, and there's no the in front of it, just alexjonesapp.com, alexjonesapp.com. Download the app. It's a great time to do just that because, folks, that's where any future plans might be. God forbid if they shut that front door. That's where you're going to want to catch up with us. That's how this information war doesn't end. Head on over right now. Download the app. In the meantime, too, it's 40% off the alexjonesstore.com right now. 40% off the shop. It's for a limited time. No promo code necessary. All your favorite items, 40% off right now over at the shop, the alexjonesstore.com. All right, more happening in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, They will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
A lot going on over here, so welcome, welcome, welcome. We are going to be taking calls in the next segment, so if you'd like to give us a call, do just that. Any topics we've discussed thus far, if you want to give your opinion, or maybe there's a new story that we missed out on, call right now, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. That is the number you are going to want to call, and we'll get to those in about, I'd say, 25 minutes. So give us a call. We'll go from the top of the call list all the way down to the bottom, and hopefully we get to everyone, of course, because I always try my best to do just that. All right, in the meantime, though, I wanted to get to this clip because just a few moments ago, Maria Bartiromo was interviewing Congresswoman Nancy Mace. Now, Congresswoman Nancy Mace is under a lot of heat these days because a lot of people are fired up. She makes a lot of allegations, and some people call them lies. Currently, right now, there is a pending lawsuit with Nancy Mace and an ex-fiance in regards to allegations that she has made and that her ex actually excessively denies. So it's interesting. Maria Bartiromo is kind of grilling her a bit in regards to TSA. There's a story about how she was kind of cursing up a storm when she was at the airport. We've seen the footage. The footage doesn't look like she's being very aggressive, but the police report specifically do claim that she was cursing. So Bartiromo did ask her a couple of questions on that front. We've got that for you in clip 21. Take a listen.
Well, Congresswoman, the Charleston International Airport has concluded its internal investigation into an October incident where you were involved. Authorities alleged that you exhibited irate behavior while being escorted to an early morning flight. Now, Congresswoman, I know that you posted the video. I watched your video of you on the phone and then putting the phone down to screen your ticket and then walking on the flight. You say officials falsified much of a police report. What happened?
They did file a fictitious police incident report. Here's the thing, Maria. We have to take our security very seriously. If you're conservative, if you're well-known, if you have fought the transgender community like I have exponentially in the wake of Charlie Kirk's public assassination, the death threats, the amount of political violence, the celebration of the killing of conservatives is deeply disturbing. I like Elon Musk said the other day, he can't go out in public because one mistake and you're dead. I had an incident just 3 weeks ago where I was in public. It was the last time I was in public. And I had someone, it was a leftist person, come up to me aggressively, physically threaten me in front of a group of people, including my security. And so I take these things seriously. And when there's a security breach, you know, again, one mistake can have devastating consequences. And I'm not one to just, I'm not a patsy. I just don't sit around. I'm not a doormat. And I want to fix the issues when I see them. If there's security breaches, let's fix it. Let's do the work that's necessary. And the video that was put out on Monday, I'm literally asking the TSA for help. So I just, I'm going to make sure that I'm safe, that my children are safe, my employees are safe, that conservatives, that we're not going to see any more assassinations in this country. We have to take it seriously.
It sounds like with that whole explanation, it sounds like you're explaining some kind of behavior. What I'm asking you is what happened? You're suing the airport and American Airlines?
Well, I've drafted that suit, but what happened was I showed up to the airport. Security was not there. It was a security breach. It was one of over two dozen security breaches I've had at that airport this year. And so it's, for me, it's like we have to hold people accountable, and I'm going to do that. I expressed, you know, my frustration with it, but I didn't call anybody any names. That was falsified in the police report. You saw the video with the American Airlines gate agent. I was on a conference call. There was no incident at the gate. So it's just, let's be honest, let's be real, and let's fix the problem.
All right, Congressman. And we'll be waiting and watching.
Thank you.
All right. Good to see you.
So, honestly, folks, Nancy Mace is always a victim of something. And so it's really hard to believe her all the time. I mean, the reality of it is we see her all the time. The victimhood card is constantly being thrown out there. And it's so frustrating, right? Because she's a congresswoman. She's a congresswoman. Again, her, I don't even know what to make of it anymore. She wants to sue everyone who says something negative about her. She's threatened defamation claims against independent journalists who are publishing court file documents as stories. So time and time again, and that was, by the way, Colin Rugg she threatened to sue on X because he was going through that lawsuit that was filed against her from her ex-fiance, in which he accuses her of, get this, lying. And she was doing it a lot. I mean, she was not the, you know, this is her perspective. But she was going out there making claims against a man and several other men using their first and last names. And still, I haven't seen any criminal charges filed against them. So she said, oh, the prosecutor's corrupt. Oh, the law enforcement's corrupt. She had an excuse for everything as to why there was no criminal charges filed against these men who she claimed were committing sexual assaults, filming a lot of this, and then filming nude photos or videos of her, I should say, which looked like a security camera that was installed. Now, in her allegations that she made, she did an interview with Steven Crowder. He did grill her on a lot of this, and rightfully so, which unfortunately for his team resulted in a lawsuit, not by Nancy Mace, though, by one of the men that she continuously outlines and she names constantly. She's going out there naming first name, last name of these men, again, who have not been criminally charged. So now they're suing, hopefully trying to clear their names, obviously. Because again, if there were crimes here, it's really hard for me to wrap my mind around the fact that Nancy Mace hasn't received any assistance from local law enforcement there. But as you heard her say, every law enforcement agency is bad. Every law enforcement agency is not helping Nancy Mace out. State, local, federal, apparently. So at what point do you sit there and go, probably not the law enforcement agencies. Now, again, she's going to threaten to sue everyone. She's going to threaten to sue American Airlines. I mean, it's like so ridiculous. She's got the lawsuit drafted up. There's no way someone has all this funding to fund these lawsuits, especially if you're a member of Congress. These are very expensive lawsuits. And now she's being sued for defamation by an ex-fiance. It's just frustrating. Because she continues to say that she wants to be this leader in Congress in regards to helping sexual assault victims. But folks, all I continue to hear her do is make everything about herself. Law enforcement has failed her. Different law enforcement agencies, prosecutors, everyone has failed her. And so I could only sit here and continue to listen to this and just roll my eyes at this point. Because Nancy Mace sounds like a professional victim. A professional victim. Now, again, did they falsify that police report? Well, it's likely they probably maybe did. But she's still going out there and suing, she claims, drafted up, ready to go, other entities. It's just frustrating to listen to this woman because that's not her job. And this is the problem with our politicians. They love to make things about themselves. We talk about Jasmine Crockett all the time. Female politicians, I should say, they have a real issue with this. Makes one think twice before you vote for them. You see, they can claim to be conservative, but when they get there, it's just never the case. It's never the case. Nancy Mace these days does sound like a feminist. No other way to say it. She's the victim. She's the victim in everything. Let's shift gears a little bit now. I want to go to clip 11 because the transportation department's trying to crunch down in regards to those left-wing blue states who have just decided to just give away commercial driver's licenses. Specifically, though, to illegal invaders who have come into our country and shouldn't be here in the first place. But even better, those who are not proficient in English. Now, they do have to be proficient in English, of course, to obtain CDLs. So what's the Transportation Department doing about this? Well, according to Sean Duffy, who leads the agency, they're getting ready to revoke federal funding. Take a listen.
Several states that have not been in compliance. That would be Washington, California, and New Mexico. Those are the three states that have not complied with this rule. We are going to give these states 30 days to come into compliance with truck drivers speaking proficiently the English language, or we're going to look at federal funding.
Well, it's good to hear. Probably should have started a couple months sooner on that front, but good to hear. Obviously, we need our federal government to start pulling away funding from all of this, even the states that are giving away driver's licenses to non-U.S. citizens, illegal aliens. We don't know who these people are, and this is a massive threat. We've heard the warnings in regards to potentially terrorists obtaining these CDLs, loading up their trucks with potentially explosives. And well, what are they going to do about it? Well, they could actually plot a massive terror attack on U.S. soil with that. So it's deeply, deeply concerning, especially also because in regards to the fact that states like New York literally didn't even know these people's first names that they're giving these licenses out to, specifically driver's licenses. There were several photos that were posted by DHS in regards to just that. They're literally handing out driver's licenses to people and writing no name because those people did not give them their first name. Wouldn't you want to know who's on the road? And this is the thing. It's not just a blue thing. It's not a blue state thing. Everyone's very dismissive on this front, saying, oh, you know, just Democrats doing what Democrats do. No, they actually leave your state. And then they go to other places. Obviously, we saw the fatality in Florida. That fatal. Well, it wasn't just one, sadly. So this is what's going on. We need to buckle down on all of this. This should be a top priority. It needs to be a top priority. Purging these people off of our streets needs to become of top priority. It's also worth noting, I saw a video over the weekend too of DHS stopping random trucks in Texas and asking people, are you a U.S. citizen? Now, obviously, asking isn't really going to buckle down on that, but there are some legal things that they can't do. I mean, look at this. People have no regard. No regard. That this driver of this truck, by the way, allegedly under the influence during all of this. They didn't even hit his brakes. Whoopsies. Yeah, look at this guy. It's just so absurd in itself. This guy having no remorse after just killing three people. I believe all three of them were immigrants themselves. Doesn't even blink after just killing people. Does he need to make a U-turn? It's the kind of filth we've brought into our country. Folks, Andy Ngo did a good report that I wanted to also bring up as well. This is a follow-up on that Tim Pool story brought to you on Monday. Andy Ngo contacted the local sheriff's office over there, Berkeley County Sheriff's Office, and he did, in fact, get a press release back in regards to what took place on Friday at Tim Pool's studio/home. In that press release, they did say that the incident was reported by Pool Security, and that they responded to the property. Security reported hearing a loud bang, bangs, plural, when a dark gray sedan drove by multiple times. The sheriff's office is asking anyone with information regarding this incident to contact them below. Let me pull up that number for you guys. 304-267-7000. That's a number they're asking folks to call in case you do know anything in regards to that shooting. 304-267-7000. Again, folks, people on the internet told you this was fake. It looks like we have the documents to back it up. Looks like they have the documents to back it up. All right, let's turn to Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller is one of my favorite people in the administration, mainly because he's got zingers for days. And most people don't like it. They don't like it. In clip 12, he details why CNN won't have him on anymore. They're not really interested in talking to him. Take a listen.
So over the last few days, our brilliant White House communications shop has reached out to CNN, which, of course, is running one fake news hit piece after another. And they said Stephen Miller would like to come on your network to rebut any of these lies. And they asked what show. They said Stephen Miller will do any show from dawn to dusk. They said, what topic? The White House said Stephen is available to discuss any topic with any host at any time. As far as you're concerned, Stephen has no scheduling conflicts at all. He will make himself available from the first hour of air to the last hour of air on any subject. And you know what? CNN's response was, we will not take him, period, for any show on any topic. That is completely true, Sean.
Oh, man. CNN really afraid of having Stephen Miller on. Of course, they are scared that the truth might get exposed and their lies might be exposed as well. Now, although Sean Hannity is cracking up at all of this, the reality is Fox News also has a ban list as well. And so if the roles were reversed, possibly someone like Stephen Miller would also be banned from making their way to, Fox News. So again, very, very interesting though to hear Miller kind of pop off on that front and expose all of these corrupt individuals. Folks, we've got our eye right now on a committee hearing that's going on right now. This committee hearing is the House Committee on Homeland Security. We have DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, who's expected to testify during all of this. She has made her way there as well. And so we've got our eyes on this. We'll bring it to you when she starts speaking. She was just sworn in just a few moments ago. Obviously, this is going to be the opening remarks. There she is right there on your screen. Noem, probably going to be grilled on a lot of fronts, of course, by those on the left, asked questions that are not worthy of Noem's attention. But again, she's doing a good job. I think she's doing a great job. Oh, also, Joe Kent there as well, over at the National Intelligence Agency. He is present in all of this as well. So we'll bring it to you once we see that they're starting to speak, because we do think that will be important, of course. So we'll keep our eye on that. Again, folks, we're also taking your call in the next portion of the show. So if you'd like to give us a call, jump on air, tell us how you're feeling, you could do just that. Give us a call right now, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We want to hear from you, of course. So call in right this very second. All right, folks, I also want to give you something to laugh about. Let's talk about Bernie Sanders for a bit. Bernie Sanders, obviously, not a very rational person. I would call him a commie, of course, but he's being asked questions regarding the U.S. Senate race in Texas. And this one's going to give you a good laugh because obviously he has no idea about Texas. He has no idea what the political climate is here. So he's asked about Jasmine Crockett running. Well, it's quite strange. Take a listen to clip 13 and his response in regards to a Democrat possibly winning. This is how they're floating it. That seat. Take a listen.
Texas has been this kind of white whale for Democrats that you caucus with. Obviously, you rightly noted you're an independent. Do you think that Democrats could actually win a Senate seat there this time?
Don't get me going on Texas. Texas should be, in my view, one of the most progressive states in America. It's a working class state. It's a young state, a strong Latino population, strong black population. And how the Democratic leadership in Texas, and it's changed, by the way, it has changed, but the Democratic leadership previously in Texas was pathetic. I've been there several times, but I think things are changing, and I think they're getting their act together, and I think there's no reason why Texas should not be a progressive state.
Sure. Obviously, Bernie Sanders has not been to Texas in quite some time. Or maybe it's the dementia. Maybe it's contagious these days over at the left. Folks, we're watching right now as Kristi Noem just began speaking. I want to take you straight to that right now. Let's listen in.
You dearly love to illegal criminal activity, to people who never should have been in our country to begin with, and to lose those loved ones to drug overdoses that get perpetuated by the terrorist organizations that filter them into our country that President Trump works so hard to stop. So I'm grateful that they're here and that they are telling their story. Under President Biden, he closed the office in the Department of Homeland Security that serviced these families. He closed it because he didn't want them to speak. He didn't want them to have support or services. And President Trump reopened the Voices office so that they can get services, so they can hear about the cases of the individuals who killed their family members, and they can get the kind of help that they need to get through the tragic grief that they've experienced. So I want to thank them for being here and continue to pray for them. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be in front of you today to discuss the wide range of threats that the Department of Homeland Security is working on to protect us from here at home and also around the world. Just 2 weeks ago, the day before Thanksgiving, a terrorist shot two of our National Guardsmen in Washington, D.C., killing Sarah Beckstrom dead, and Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf is still fighting for his life. Fortunately, we've had some really good news about Andrew recently, and he had the opportunity to stand up and is a miracle, and we're so grateful for his family for being so strong. We continue to lift him up and pray he has a full recovery. The terrorist who shot them was an Afghan national who entered the United States under Operation Allies Welcome. The same week, we arrested another Afghan national who came in under the same program. He was planning to carry out a bombing in Fort Worth, Texas. And just last week, just miles away in Washington, D.C., we arrested another Afghan national who also came in under Operation Allies Welcome. That individual provided support to the Islamic State of Iraq and ISIS-K and weapons to his father, who was a commander of a militia group in Afghanistan. Those are only a handful of the challenges that we face and the threats that the Department of Homeland Security stands against every single day. Under President Trump's leadership, DHS is securing our borders, we're restoring the rule of law, and we're protecting the homeland. DHS is eradicating transnational organized crime and the stopping of deadly drugs from continuing to be funneled into our communities. We're ending illegal immigration, returning sanity back to our immigration system, and we're defending against cyber attacks against our critical infrastructure. We have sent a strong message to criminal illegal aliens that we will find you, we will arrest you, and we will deport you. Our message has resonated to over 1.5 million illegal aliens who have gone home on their own voluntarily. At the same time, we as a country are still dealing with the mistakes, the errors, and the willful disregard of the last administration. For 4 years, the Biden administration allowed millions of people to come into our country illegally. Millions more in our country were exploited and were brought in under parole programs without even basic vetting. As a result, we've seen terrorist attacks and heinous crimes committed against American children and families by criminal illegal aliens and violent perpetrators who should have never been allowed into this country in the first place. Transnational organized crime groups, including Mexico's Sinaloa, New Generation Jalisco, and other drug cartels, they cause chaos and they harm American interests. Our critical infrastructure faces a perilous landscape, largely driven by the impact of cyber attacks from bad actors and cyber criminals. American citizens are increasingly under threat from assassination attempts, intimidation tactics, and violence perpetuated by our adversaries, radical Islamic extremists and domestic extremists. These bad actors seek to undermine our public trust. They instill fear in Americans. They destabilize the institutions that safeguard our national security. The United States is preparing to host several major public events in 2026. Most notably, the FIFA World Cup and the celebration of the 250th anniversary of our Declaration of Independence. These large-scale events will be potential targets for a range of bad actors, and they come with an increased level of risk. DHS is using every tool and authority we have to ensure the safety of U.S. citizens and our visitors can enjoy next year's events.
All right, I'm going to step radicalized in here because we're up against the break, but folks, that's Kristi Noem speaking. We're going to keep popping in, popping out of that committee hearing, because I'm sure we're going to learn a lot. Also present there is Joe Kent as well. So look forward to seeing if we hear any details regarding national intelligence. In the meantime, though, we're taking your calls, 877-789-2539 in the next segment. So call in right now. And also, while you're hanging with us, head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. It's 40% off site-wide. No promo code necessary. It's going on for a couple more hours. So now is the time to do just that. Stop what you're doing and head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. 40% off right now, the entire website, for a very limited time.
For me, with everything going on, the big takeaway is the world is in a fourth turning, a mega change. Globalists know that. Their plan is failing. And just because we're opposing them doesn't mean things aren't going to derail and get really, really nasty. It just means coming out of all these crises, we have a shot of building a civilization and having some civilization survive and then rebooting it and building something even better going into a new golden era. Anyone in general not rooting for Trump and his economic plans is insane. And for the left,
not to Sherman around the world that want economic collapse, believing they're going to bring in their new socialist utopia or communist utopia on its ashes. In all the actuaries and all the futurist studies and all the Rand Corporation analysis and my own, and there's really nobody, including the establishment, that thinks you're going to get your New World Order, transhumanist, you know, communist, Great Reset now. That's what everyone's rebelling against. That's the old system that they were trying to push as the new system. But just because that's falling apart, again, doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. And I came across articles today talking about rich enclaves in the United States, and there's others around the world, where the ultra-rich don't want to be next to a big city. They don't want to be next to the glitz and glamour. There's mass exoduses to rural areas where they're building armored redoubts where you'll have 20 to 30 to 40 rich people, and I mean people building $40 million houses and bunkers, ahead of what's happening. And then there's even more ultra-rich that have all sorts of hidden facilities in the middle of nowhere. And the ultra-rich have giant fleets of yachts and flotillas where you've got a lot of these Google billionaires will have a line of 6-7 ships, some that are just massive. And they own private islands in the South Pacific, but then they also know things are so dangerous, they're ready to flee there. So that acceleration of people running for the hills and building their bunkers has been going on for a long time, but it's just peaking and peaking and peaking is a big deal. So when you got signs like that, it gives you a little bit of an idea of what we're navigating here. Yeah, here he is this year warning of Terminator-style apocalypse. Oh, well. You can go back to 2005-06 where I did reports on that. But now this information is everywhere. And like I've said to Zuckerberg on air and in other ways in the last few years, I said, you better come and join us. You better stop attacking us from behind. If you think you're going to be safe in that armored fortress you've built there in Kauai, think again. I'm not threatening you. I can tell you I love Kauai. I've been there many times. The last few times I went, I cannot go to a store, to the beach, anywhere, or go on a fishing trip without everybody telling me how they can't wait till things collapse to come get you. I mean, the villagers practically have their torches lit. Well, Zuckerberg's got escape yachts as well, and reportedly an escape submarine, an underground deal. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The point is, guys, that's not going to protect you long-term if stuff collapses. What's going to protect you is getting out of what you're doing and helping turn civilization and society around, okay? And if you think during a total collapse at a few weeks or a few months into it that your security detail isn't going to turn on you, that's a whole other thing.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. We're taking your calls for us right now. We're also keeping our eye on that committee hearing I was just telling you about earlier in the program. The House is holding a Homeland Security Committee hearing publicly right now. So Joe Kent is speaking. And we just heard from Kristi Noem a few moments ago. We'll dive into this, though, when the question portion begins, because I have a feeling we might get some good ones in there. So we'll be waiting for just that. But let's kick off the calls right now with our very first caller up on the list. We got Clown Car calling in. Clown, welcome to the show.
Captain Clown Car reporting for duty, ma'am. And I'd like to bring up the first thing that New York is in the sub-freezing weather, which I said would happen on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I also believe that that's due to the radiation fog that hit California, which is the fallout from 3AI Atlas shooting a hole into the sun. So it's not a comet. It's actually a Sumerian mothership. Excuse me, I might have had that wrong. the Dragonian mothership, which is coming back to Earth on the 19th of December, which is also going to be the day that we get this incredible snowstorm, which they're saying, I think, 17 trillion gallons of water are going to fall. Did you hear this?
I did not hear this, no.
In California, right after the radiation fog came through, it affected 11 million people, hospitalized hundreds of thousands of people, which nobody gave an explanation. I didn't see it on the mainstream news at all. But the radiation fog, I believe, is due to a solar flare that is coming off of this 3AI Atlas effect from the hole they put in the sun. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not hear about that.
I want to let you know one more thing that the clown knows. The clown knows that it's not just one space rock. There's actually one behind it 100 times bigger. What? 100 times bigger. That is the probe Sumerian ship, excuse me, the mothership that is following the father ship to our, I believe it's going to land in Brooklyn, actually. I have a good feeling it's going to land in Brooklyn. But the second ship is also right behind it. And also, I was a little curious. If NASA's so fake and it's phony and we can't really believe anything because of, you know, the Von guy from Germany taking over, who do we trust now? Trump was going to tell us day one what's going to happen with those the probes and the drones and all the stuff that we were seeing going on when he came out, when he wasn't president, and he said, I just want to give everybody not to worry. The government knows what it is. So if the government knew what it was, now he's the government. Can't he tell us what it is?
He should. He should.
I think he should, considering the fact that it scared the hell out of everybody. Those things were coming so low and spraying stuff over us in Brooklyn. I have video of that. You know, at some point, you just got to put your hands up and say, ah, sarah, sarah, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's what we're saying here. Clown Car, I love to hear all these updates, of course, from you on this front, because, again, I try to keep my eyes open to everything. So thank you for the update regarding all of that. Good luck in New York. You know, maybe you won't do it, though. I think you turned me down last time I told you. Maybe move a little south, like every good New Yorker does these days, to Florida. At least be a snowbird, but you're loyal to the cause, though. You're not going anywhere time soon. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, my friend. Well, we look forward to the very next update. So thank you, of course, for calling in. As always, let's take our very next caller, Savage Dog, over in Georgia. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, man. How are you doing today?
Doing good, doing good. I hear you want to talk about Venezuela right now, which is funny because as I was talking about the story, I had a feeling you'd call in about this.
Well, first, I wish you'd ask Clown Car where he got that information from, because I'm all about the research. I got a PhD at YouTube University, so I'm well-versed in going down rabbit holes. But
oh, man, that's one rabbit hole I haven't dived into yet.
Well, yeah, I have a little bit. I just want to know where he got the fact that, well, okay, I'll take it as fact from him that there was some kind of weird radiation cloud over California and it hurt a lot of people. That's plausible. I just want to know where sources are so I can look at it myself. It's, but anyway, so, wake up and, yeah, we went ahead and, we boarded a Venezuelan oil tanker. Mm-hmm. And, apparently Trump said, well, I guess we get the oil now. I think it's funny the timing that, this happened right after we started storming Minnesota for all their Somali pirates. I mean, refugees. And tell me how this is not piracy. I don't understand how we have the authority. I understand the drug boats, you know, they're shipping in basically chemical weapons, you know, with the fentanyl and everything. Mm. But why do we have the right? I mean, I you know, it's a little fuzzy with the declaration of war. You know, president has 60 days and then Congress has to do something. But what authority happened there with that? That's my question.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're probably going off of sanctions. I'm sure they have some type of sanctions on both Venezuelan and Iranian oil being exchanged. So something probably there, maybe.
I don't know. I'm sure the left's going to just re and scream all about this and we'll find out, you know, their side from them and, you know, try to get whatever truth they accidentally throw out there. Like Jake Tapper, asking the next senator of the great state of Texas, Jasmine Crockett. You know, with these affected, or what'd he say? He had to stop himself about immigration, these tough immigration rules or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I thought that was funny. He had to catch himself. He almost said the truth there. Anyway, that was my question. You know, how do we have the authority to confiscate an oil tanker from any country?
And the really strange part, Savage Dog, maybe you know it, the FBI was also involved in this. I don't know what authority the FBI would have in that, right?
I mean, well, with an embargo, you turn them around or you blow them out the water. Like with Cuba, right? Back in the 60s. But this wasn't an embargo. This was a boarding and capture and confiscation. That's piracy.
Mm-hmm.
That's definition of piracy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you know where my politics go. But I'm American first, you know, constitutionalist.
Mm-hmm.
I swore that sacred oath in the Marine Corps. And so, you know, and I'm not in a cult. So if Trump does something wrong, I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how he has this authority. Correct me. Tell me where I'm wrong. Change my mind. I don't know.
No, I'm with you on this. I didn't know either. When I saw the story, I feel like this is rapidly accelerating. This whole U.S. Venezuelan, and no one, I think, has stopped and pumped the brakes for a second and explained to us why this is a top priority, specifically Venezuela. Again, the opposition leader, too, she was actually just here yesterday in the United States as well. Machado is her last name, and she was meeting with members of Congress. Again, I don't know why, you know, this president claims he's not for regime change. Obviously, seizing the oil tanker is definitely trying to create some pressure. So
they've got evidence. I mean, you got that high-level spy whistleblower saying, I'll tell you how Venezuela stole 2020. And then Trump the other day or yesterday or whenever said, I've got evidence. I'll be telling you in 2 months. Well, I guess that's better than 2 weeks. You know, so at least it's different getting the non-evidence. But maybe this time we'll see. But, you know, you got that high-level spy from Venezuela saying, I got the goods.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a good reason, you know, not just being a communist country, you know, slinging fentanyl our way. Well, Mexico is too, and China. So
yeah.
I don't know. That probably is a large part of it that we weren't maybe not supposed to know about. And it got leaked that he's big whistleblowers coming out about how, you know, Smartmatic or not Dominion. I think it was Smartmatic that,
Yeah, I'm looking for the story right now to find out what specifically the allegations are. I cannot find the election one, though, but it's probably going to take digging because I don't think any media outlet talks about election, claiming election machines, voting machines. They'll say a company.
It was on InfoWars, I'm pretty sure.
Let me look. Yeah, I just found it quickly on this one website that they don't say a company name. They just say the voting machines, the voting systems, specifically the electronic ones, what they're referring to here. I will go to our website, though, and I will look for just that, as I'm trying to do it on the fly, of course. But yeah, I mean, nothing really surprises me, though. Nothing really surprised. That'd be also like a Sidney Powell question as well.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out or we won't. I'm just waiting for Jesus to come. In the meantime, I'm just trying to do my best. Walk to the light.
Well, you're doing a great job, my friend. Thank you for calling in. As always, we appreciate your time. And thank you for bringing this to my attention as well. Bart in Georgia, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, I should say. How's everything going for you, my friend?
Oh, great. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I want to plug methylene blue. According to Alex Jones and studies, rats that were given methylene blue live twice as long. So I should live a long life here. Anyway, I want to talk about a top national security risk of illegal truck drivers and illegal drivers of regular vehicles. And the solution to this is having Border Patrol and ICE checkpoints, like rolling checkpoints nationwide, but concentrating first in Washington, California, New Mexico, have them all over the place and to scare them off the road. Thank you for taking my call again.
No, you're onto something. You are onto something. I want them to do that. I mean, we got to start doing that. They already have the names, though. That I'm sure they weren't given probably the correct addresses on a lot of these individuals, but you know, I'm sure they're using it too I'm lying to you, because in New York, they actually are blocking the federal government from going out and being able to look at their illegal aliens that they've given these licenses out to. So they can't use New York. I believe it's an ongoing lawsuit right now. It's the green light law, I believe, and DOJ is currently suing over it. But yeah, they blocked out a lot of the federal agencies from being able to look at that. So that doesn't even work. Yeah, you're right. Just start pulling people over. So thank you, Bart. I appreciate you calling in as always and waiting on hold. Thank you very much for that. Vanessa, how are you, Vanessa? Welcome to the show. I'll wake up eventually.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I'm a first time caller, and I just want to say I'm a retired nurse, but it was by force because after I read the Pfizer data dump, I wouldn't get the booster. Mm-hmm. And I've felt bad ever since I took the two step. Mm-hmm. But you know what? This Ultra DNA Revival and the Ultimate Life Force, I'm feeling a whole lot better. And I want my sister nurses to know, you know, that maybe that could be some help for them too.
I love that. No, that's great. And thank you for doing that. You know, folks, I keep hearing great stories and great comments about that. And it's 40% off right now over at the shop. It's a great time to try it out if you haven't done so already. So I'd highly recommend you do just that over at thealexjonesstore.com. I hear also you'd like to talk about being more maybe optimistic about President Trump. So what's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, of course. Indiana is in the middle of kind of what Texas was doing. Indiana, my home state. I'm in Florida now, but many relatives in Indiana, they need to redistrict. And if you look at mainstream media, everybody's saying, no, don't. Yes, do it. The Democrats gerrymandered for years. And of course, Indiana needs to redistrict because, you know what, they're saying Trump's a bully and making the state senators do it. No, it just needs to be done. I'm sorry. It's the truth.
Yeah. No, I think it does need to be done. And I'm on board for it as well. I think, you know, when they've counted all of those illegals into the census, obviously that was intentional. But again, it's about time.
Yeah, my sister lives in southern Indiana, and she's like running into them all the time. But I think we've got a pretty good governor up there right now, and he's on board. Mm-hmm. But the legislatures need to get on board in Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you on that one. Thank you for calling in. Of course, we appreciate your insights on just that. And thank you for plugging the products over at thealexjonesstore.com as well. We appreciate that. Folks, if you haven't done so already and you want to join the show, we'll continue calls into the next hour as well. So 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I'm also keeping our eyes on that House Homeland Security Committee hearing that's going on right now. When they start asking questions, we'll start popping in and out. It looks like, though, that we haven't really gotten to a good point. Obviously, this is Benny Thompson. So we'll keep our eye on this when he starts grilling Christine Noem, because I'm sure there's a lot there as well. All right, let's go to our very next caller, Tim in California. Tim, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning, Tim. How are
Thanks.
You?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
You know, and part of the thing is when you go on hold, you hear other people say different things. You just want to give a brief comment on them. Mm-hmm. I think it was I think it was Savage Dog talked about the swarm of drones and so forth. There was 11 bus-sized drones. Bus-sized drones. It flew all over, like, the New Jersey area for, like, a couple of months and so forth, right?
Last year, right?
A year ago.
But it was Biden in the White House?
Yeah. It was about a year ago, you know, and just, you know, what are you going to do? Nobody knows nothing about nothing, right?
Well, remember that Cybertruck explosion on New Year's Day that happened, and he was alluding to the drones in his email that he sent out before he took his life, that veteran who killed himself outside the Trump Hotel. Well, it was also related to the drones, and then quickly that story went away. And so did the drones as well, in case you're wondering.
I strayed off path here. And then the other thing related to clown car. Hey, clown car, honk, honk. He talks about the cloud that came over California. How about Three Mile Island? Yeah, back in March of 1979. And hey, folks, just for advance warning, I know it's been 40-something years, but Bill Gates recently bought all the rights to fire that sucker back up again, and he's going to fire it up again, and all the benefit comes to one of his data centers, you know, one of those, you know. But all of us are going to take the risk, but he's going to get all the benefit. And he already bought like one of the two towers of energy that's going to come out of there. Oh, well, I got distracted. Let me tell you what I really called about. I saw this morning and my heart sank because, you know, you got this co-founder and CEO of ARMR, I guess that's Armor Sciences, Colin Gage. And he's talking about, hey, man, I got this vaccine that has a 92 to 98% effective rate in rats. So we're going to go ahead and roll it out. And what it is this vaccine will block fentanyl from reaching your brain. And later you find out it also would keep you from having any respiratory failure episode. And then you think, oh, it's going to be like the kind of thing where you come and rescue a guy and the students, you know, make him inhale it. No. This can be a vaccine that everyone takes before. And then you think, well, why would we need that? Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because they're catching earth loader value. I mean, you know, multiple tons of this stuff at a time. And they already know, like, a grain of salt will kill you, you know. So maybe they know that the next thing coming is, you know, I don't even want to give anyone any ideas. I'm just trying to say, maybe they already know some of these school-sized bus things or whatever can just come over like they did in the 1970s movies, just fly over a stadium and just spray everyone down and just get everyone all at once kind of thing. And I was thinking, wow, maybe the only way they can combat that is we'll all have to take a vaccine against fentanyl.
You know, while you're talking, I actually did go to the website, the Armor Science website. Just so you know, folks, it is actually backed by the Pentagon. And so they are working actively to protect against bioweapons. The first one
up. See what I mean?
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Fentanyl. Yeah. Yeah.
It's to save us all. We all need a vaccine to be saved.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that something?
I was just telling you, because otherwise a grain of it will get you, and they're finding earth loaders full at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, here I'm
you need to be saved. You need to be saved. Take the vaccine.
Yeah. No, that's pretty scary. And I'm looking, too, at this company, Backhand. I mean, they're doing all these hits on Fox and stuff. Wow, this is crazy. It's like, this is a good one to put on our radar, for sure, or put on my radar, I should say, because I did not, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm like the anti-vaxxer these days, but man, oh man, this is how you know things are getting really, really bad, when they think and they're comfortable with just this. It looks like, too, their trials had just recently begun on this, and so that's the reason why they're starting to push this out, of course. But yeah, they just recently launched their first human trials of the jab, of this fentanyl saving jab, it looks like. And this happened this month when they made the announcement. The New York biotech company is testing with experimental shots that can neutralize the deadly opioid in bloodstreams, potentially offering a year-long protection. Oh, just a year-long, by the way.
Yeah.
You'll need a booster. For high-risk populations.
You'll need a booster.
How convenient. How convenient. Yeah, I mean, obviously the fentanyl crisis is a major one, but it's one that is a human-made crisis. And then, of course, there's always something to fix it with, so... get ready to roll up those sleeves. Not us, though, of course, but get ready to roll up those sleeves to make sure you get your fentanyl vaccine. I mean, this is insane. This is insane. If I didn't see this with my own eyes, I would think that this is a conspiracy, of course, but here it is right in front of us, and they're not even hiding it. So, Tim, thank you for putting this on my radar. I got a lot of digging to do. Maybe I'll actually ask the CEO of the company to come on the show. I'll shoot him an email. I'd like to learn more about this, specifically why. Why are we doing this? And now that I have access to the Pentagon, I'll also throw a question their way in regards to this, because this is a Pentagon-backed company, according to their website. So I'll do some digging. Thanks for putting that on my radar, Tim. I appreciate it, as always. All right, let's turn to Denise in Jacksonville. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm like the other guy. I hear everybody talking. It just reminds me of other things. Yeah. But the first thing I called about was, President Trump made a post on Truth Social this morning about the blue slip and how they're making it impossible to get great Republican judges and U.S. attorneys approved to serve in any state where there's a single Democrat senator. And Chuck Grassley is the one that's in the way. and he is actually a Republican. I guess maybe in name only. I don't know. He's done a lot of good things. So Trump says that he's going to ask the Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, to get something done. Don't got much hope for him either. But it's just all of our people, the Republicans that should be helping Trump, are not helping him. I hope everybody in every state that has one of these congressmen or senators in their state, that they'll reelect, they'll elect somebody else to those positions. I think that's really the best way to get things done, is to get fresh blood in there. You know, talking about the vaccines that y'all were just talking about, our primary care doctor we went to for 15 years when all that hit in 2022, he told us we really needed to get the vaccine and all this other stuff, me and my husband, but we chose not to. We never did. Well, about a month or so ago, we went to him, and he looked like he wasn't feeling good. And I asked him, I said, how have you been doing? He goes, well, I had COVID not too long ago. And I said, really? He said, yeah, I laid in my living room floor for a couple of weeks and felt like I was going to die. And I said, oh. And I looked at him, and I said, did you take the vaccine? He said, nope. I'm sitting there, I'm going, wait a minute. You told us to take it, but you didn't take it? Another doctor I went to that's a hormone specialist recently, he told us, don't take any vaccines. He said, you don't need them. He's also a compound pharmacist.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of training in a lot of different areas. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. It's like the Republicans. They want to do this and they want to do that, but they're not willing to do what they want you to do. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I mean, this was the cause that is near and dear to my heart. It's the reason why I left the corporate media, because I knew that they were all full of garbage, too. And behind the scenes, they were all filing for exemption, so they didn't have to take the jab either. But, of course, they were pushing it onto the audience. And so I know this very, very well, of course. Thank you for calling in on that front, too. I'm also kind of fired up. And I keep calling out President Trump on this one, how he will aggressively go after people like MTG, but he won't go aggressively against these senators who have refused to give him his blessing, their blessing in regards to his picks. And I think that's something that needed to happen. So I'm excited to see that he is officially jumping on board with that and put up that Truth Social post as well. So thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. As always, if you're on hold right now, folks, stay put. We're going to hit a quick commercial break. We'll go right back to the calls, of course. So don't go anywhere. In the meantime, though, the one place I'll let you go is over at the alexjonesstore.com right now, because it's 40% off site-wide. All of your favorite items on sale right now. 40% off, no promo code necessary. You have your ultimate sea moss gummies as well. 40% off. And those brand new creatine gummies that I can't shut up about. The blue raspberry flavor one, my favorite, also on sale right now over at the alexjonesstore.com. Don't go anywhere. Money.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, InfoWarriors. Wow, it's 40% off store-wide for the holidays. Just look at these shirts. They would make a great gift for family and friends. You elves are doing a great job. These look wonderful.
Thank you, Santa.
Rudolph, with such great prices, what do you want me to get for you?
I love the sea moss gummies.
Christmas with Alex and crew, a cocoa and a coffee brew. All the presents under the tree, everyone happy and full of glee. Frosty, Santa, Rudolph and more, give a gift from the Alex Jones Store.
Make a friend happy, smiles ear to ear. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones Store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with Shilajit, turmeric, bovine colostrum, too. And he was always stocked high with depression, methylene blue. But up on Mount Microchest lived the grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast. And he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took methylene blue, red, ultimate life force, and the Shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout. The globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop. To be continued.
Wake up, folks! Sprint this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.